brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back again live this Friday, June 17th. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in while Alex is away. We're now into the second hour. We've been with Paul Joseph Watson. Coming up, of course, is Bob Chapman, economic expert and total guru. He's going to have a lot of insight, I'm sure, on everything going on in Greece and what it means for Spain, Portugal, Ireland, and the United States. What day will the U.S. get its first IMF loan? We also want to give out the phone number. We want to get your take. It is open phones, but at the same time, with World War III looming, with the European crisis really in the balance right now, I'd really like to hear something relevant from you other than just ancient history. But the number is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We're going to get to your calls in a few minutes and throughout the rest of the broadcast. We're also going to talk to Bilderberg insider Alex Benesch. Outsider, actually, witness to the events along with us in St. Moritz, Switzerland, witness also to some of the being chased by police on the mountains and the other adventures in high parts of the world. But Paul Joseph Watson, just to bring us back into discussion, I'm looking at a document from 2008, October 30th, 2008. Rand Corporation lobbies Pentagon start a war to save the U.S. economy. Back in 2008, they discussed bringing up a World War III scenario that could even involve China, Russia, or even Japan, simply to bolster the U.S. economy. What do you think about that, Paul?
Well, that's interesting because it came straight out of Chinese state media, which is basically the voice of the government. So they were blowing the whistle on the fact that Rand were getting together with the Pentagon to try and foment this new war to distract people from the economic crisis. What came out of Bilderberg was the fact that they want this massive war in the Middle East, which includes everybody apart from Israel. I mean, but the scope of what this can be obviously hinges on China's reaction, because for the first time ever at Bilderberg, we had two Chinese officials in attendance. So the debate centers around whether China is going to become this new empire that will compete with the globalists, with the New World Order, or whether it will be absorbed into the New World Order Club. And specifically in the Middle East, China are furious that the United States is involved in this Libya intervention, because over the past 5-10 years, China has basically set about colonizing Africa financially and for its resources, and the Africans have been willing to go along with it because China doesn't have the history of exploiting the country for its own benefit as the West does, as America does, as the British Empire does, the French Empire, the NATO powers. So in addition to this, we've got obviously China set to become the largest economy in the world in 2016. So obviously the globalists, the Bilderberg crowd, are trying to extend an olive branch to China by integrating them into the club. And it's obviously an effort to weaken the alliance with Pakistan. The Chinese and Pakistan economies are basically becoming vertically integrated. That alliance is now so strong as a result of Pakistan turning away from the United States after the Bin Laden facade. So we know that, you know, the drone strikes are intensifying against Pakistan. And the globalists don't want to have to deal with this wild card of China as they're trying to get rid of Pakistan and destroy Pakistan's sovereignty, basically. So it's about bringing China into the fold and ensuring that they don't make any unpredictable moves regarding Pakistan as this PNAC global takeover ensues.
It is, unfortunately, possibly a confrontation looming, as we've seen AFRICOM moving in as a greater imperial force in Africa. Then we've seen tensions breaking down with Pakistan. as China builds those bases. We had Dr. Hamid Ghul on yesterday. We'll be back on the other side of the break, Infowars.com. Again, the phone number to call in, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back once again on The Alex Jones Show. Aaron Dyke sitting in while Alex is away. But what a day to be gone, of course. World War III really seems to be looming. The Euro crisis in full scope. And just on the heels of the Bilderberg meetings, where we've seen many of the reported leaked inside agenda already playing out, whether it be over the Cybersecurity Act, whether it be over greater war in Libya, whether it be trying to rebuff U.S. politicians who want to end some of those wars, or whether it be the euro situation between Greece and the still sovereign countries like Switzerland. Paul Watson, we want to go now to a few calls and get their take, but real quick, what are we looking at? We were discussing China and the geostrategic situation.
Yeah, in conclusion, they're basically trying to hand out an olive branch to China because they're scared stiff of how the Chinese will react when this big Middle East war kicks off. Obviously, they're already planning to go into Libya in October, as our sources told us. But it's when Pakistan becomes involved that they're decidedly unsure about how the Chinese will react. So That is the touch point when it's going to kick off big time, and that is the threat of World War III.
Paul, let's see what the callers have to add. I think we have on the line Hector from California. Are you there, Hector?
Yeah, I'm here, Aaron. I just wanted to start off, two points I wanted to make, but first off, it boggles my mind that there's so much news going on, and it's even in mainstream now, you know, everything that's going on in the world. And Americans, I mean, I talk to a lot of people every day, and I would say 99% of people still just live in blissful ignorance. And you can tell them fact after fact after fact and let them decide for themselves, and they still will not, they refuse to wake up. We're on the verge of, you know, World War III. And everyone that I know, you know, young people, old people, they care more about celebrity gossip and more about, you know, what's going on MTV than they do about these real issues that are, you know, pushing us to the brink of, you know, a thermonuclear war. For example, I mean, just the state of not only the economy, but, you know, the world economy. I mean, we are in a depression, like Alex Jones and everyone says, we are in a depression. And one example I give people is in the 30s, you know, there was bread lines, there was soup kitchens. And the only reason that we don't see those today is because of food stamps and because of EBT cards. Get rid of those, and it's the same as in the 30s. If in a lot of senses, it's worse. And you know, it's gonna take a lot of really bad times for people to really wake up. And by then, it might be too late. The second point I wanted to raise is for a long time, I woke up about 2 years ago, and for a long time, I was just in complete denial about a lot of these things, and namely subliminal messaging. Since I woke up, I started to see it more and more and more. And this was some new movies that came out. I had to sit down on a new X-Men movie, and there's actually a point in the movie where they specifically say that it's necessary to strip people of their rights in order to obtain security, which is a complete, you know, assault on what Ben Franklin said. And it's just it boggles my mind that people just continue to eat it up. And you know, we are winning, we are waking more people up, but more of us need to wake up if, you know, if we ever want to bring about real change and steal the power from, you know, the elitists that are running the world, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately, you really have a point, Hector. A lot of these movies are basically theater for the mind, for the general public, who, as you say, are completely out of the realm of real stuff going on. And further, I think there's kind of an animal psychology limit to our attention spans. I've seen it explain how a lion in a cage at a circus, they use a chair and a whip because that's more points than he can keep track of, so that he's not thinking about, quote, the man in the white pants. I think it's a lot the same with the war. They've got us focused, A, on celebrity issues, B, on getting food on the table, or on fulfilling the obligations for food stamps, etc. And then who can keep track of five wars? Who can even name them all? Webster Tarpley and Alex Jones could barely name all the different conflicts going on as they still unfold. Paul Watson, what do you have to say about that?
Well, it's amazing, isn't it, that in a week where the Eurozone is on the verge of collapse, we've got all these new wars kicking off, the biggest story on Fox News and CNN is still, for the, what, third week running, Wiener's Wiener. That just gives you an insight into how these networks control the paradigm. But, I mean, the caller was talking about 90-odd percent of people he talks to are not awake. I mean, if you're not awake by now, at least tangentially to these issues, then really there's no hope, is there? But I think one of the biggest stumbling blocks that we come across regularly is the people that are aware but just don't do anything about it. The keyboard warriors, they just sit behind there cynically complaining about, you know, protesting is not going to do anything, this is not going to do anything, even as the Bilderberg agenda starts to fail, the things that they're calling for start to fail. So we're having an impact. These people still sit there just cynically whining that we can't do anything. So moreover than the people who just are completely unaware and distracted, I think it's the people who are aware but just choose to think that they have no influence or power whatsoever. That's our biggest problem going forward. So those are the people we need to target, the people who are already in the arena but are just sat up in the bleachers doing nothing about it.
Yeah, we can't make any difference. That's why they're trying to shut down our cameras, and why the police at Bilderberg tried to shut down the protesters and take their passports and intimidate them. But that all changed, didn't it, Paul, when a member of the Swiss Parliament wrote a letter telling police that they weren't allowed to do that anymore?
Oh, yeah. In the first day, they were really aggressive. I mean, they were seizing people's passports. As the conference went on, they pulled back further and further, and we were able to get more in the faces of Bilderberg members to the point where we were basically just chasing them around in their limos and so forth. But again, I mean, most of the people who read our website are not actively involved. I mean, we have to face up to that fact. So we have to target those people and try and get the message through that you can have an impact. It's already manifesting itself in the days after with the opposition to the Libya war intensifying, as Bilderberg feared, and their whole Eurozone EU project collapsing around their feet. So the focus on what they're doing does have an effect. It does have an influence. We're not saying we're going to save the world overnight, but you at least have to have the belief that you can have an influence to have any impact on the situation at all. So it's just about, you know, having self-confidence, not being a keyboard warrior who just cynically attacks other people, and actually just getting out there and doing something. And it's many hands make light work.
Mm-hmm. And obviously the protesters in Europe right now are making a difference on that point. Let's go now to Kevin in Ohio. Are you there, Kevin?
Hello. Amen to everything you're saying. I want to bring to attention, and I really hope that Alex and this broadcast can bring it to light. There's a country, a European country, that is trying to break the shackles of tyranny all the way back from early in the 20th century. It's a long-forgotten country. It's Belarus. In the last month, they've devalued their currency by over 50%. Lukashenko still runs with an iron fist, imprisoning all his opponents. And I would like to hear an outcry for these people to break this tyranny that's been just gobbling them up. World War II, World War I. And I would like this program to have an effect for them, somebody to shout out to them, because they don't hear from anyone. That country just continues to be run over. And Mr. Watts is right. We don't do anything. I'm a non-vet. And where are the Vietnam veterans against the war? We should be all be down there with everyone, just protesting every day. No more wars. No more blood of our people for them, for the banks. No more. God bless you both.
Bless you also. You know, we've seen quite a bit of protesting during the Bush years, and then suddenly it evaporated in the Obama years, as if the wars were suddenly attractive and desirable. But as far as Belarus, I know there's been what looks to be staged terror attacks over there. Things have been obviously very difficult in Eastern Europe. That doesn't mean I'm an expert on the situation. Paul Watson, what do you know about Belarus?
Well, you obviously had Lukashenko coming out and opposing the New World Order basically a few months ago. They're similarly impacted by the same economic crisis that Greece are currently laboring under. So again, it's just another victim of this globalist onslaught, and it's similar to other European countries like Switzerland, where there's a large number of the population that are aware of it. I mean, I was heartened when we were at Bilderberg just to see the level at which the Swiss people were so informed and committed to the cause, because you don't see that in a lot of countries. So people need to know that there is an informed, active, determined young base that's out there that are willing to try and rescue their own country. And it's sweeping Europe, it's sweeping America, and we just need to be patient, because it's not going to happen overnight.
I'm with you there. Thank you for the call, Kevin. Let's go now to Aaron in Nevada.
Man, how you doing? Well, I haven't always been the biggest fan of Aaron Dykes, to be frank, but I tell you, you really impressed me with your work there at Bilderberg. Very confident, very salient, and also Watson from United Kingdom there. I really like all the work that you do and everything. Really awesome. Here's the thing. I think, though, that we need to be less ambiguous about this term globalist, which I hear everybody using nowadays. I think it's a bit of a misnomer. I think we have to be more specific and name names so we can target our protests against those particular individuals, hound them. as opposed to this generic globalist term, which is, I think, ambiguous to a lot of people. On my radio show at GoNob.com, me and Bob Chapman had a little game show called Name the Globalist, just so we could start.
Hey, hang right there, Aaron. We're going to come back to you after the break, but we have the list in front of us, so I can read the names. They're in the CFR and the other groups. Back after this, InfoWars.com.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If I could tell you how to safely increase gas mileage on your vehicle by 20 to 40%, would you be interested in learning more? With today's unstable prices at the pump, you'd be wise to at least listen and see for yourself. And you can do that at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our advanced technology is what makes 20 to 40% gas mileage increases a reality. It works on all makes, all models for gas, diesel, and propane engines. Curious? Then see how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our compact gas-saving stainless steel units install quick and easy with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe and requires no maintenance. We offer great customer service, technical support, and same-day shipping. Ease your pain at the pump by contacting our friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free, 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Or visit us at SaveYourGasMoney.com. That's SaveYourGasMoney.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man.
We're back again on the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in while Alex is away. On the line with me, Paul Joseph Watson, coming up in just a few minutes. Alex Benesch of the InfoKrieg, also a fellow witness to the 2011 Bilderberg meeting, and coming up later, Bob Chapman. But the caller was bringing up how we've maybe been a little too vague about the globalists. I don't think so. I think it has something to do with having time to talk about it all. This is the military-industrial complex, the agro-industrial complex, the political power complex. It's a cartel of insiders. A lot of them are in groups like the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg meetings, the Trilateral Commission. It all stems from the Anglo-American Empire, the Cecil Rhodes Roundtable groups, meeting in secret, getting advanced decisions, abilities to steer markets, and political wars, political markets, decisions rather, in advance without oversight. Paul Watson, who are the globalists?
Well, just look at the Bilderberg attendee list. I mean, we published it. All the names are right there. Those are the most prominent individuals, specifically the ones on the steering committee like Davignon, because they meet more than once a year. They have several meetings a year at which the progress of the agendas that they seek to implement are reviewed. Remember that when Bilderberg say, oh, we don't implement policy at any of these meetings, they're right in a sense, but it's about creating the consensus. It's like Willie Claes, the former NATO Secretary General, said, they're told to go away and implement this consensus in their respective spheres of influence. So, I mean, the list is there. I mean, we published it, we're naming them. What became apparent to me was just how weak and pathetic these people are. Because, you know, if they're so proud of this New World Order, then why were some of them hiding their faces behind newspapers, driving around in cars with black tinted windows? It's like Skelton talks about in his latest article. I mean, they hide their anonymity behind giant shower curtains and armed guards, and yet we're supposed to prove our identification everywhere we go, or we're labeled terrorists. But if you see these people driving past in their stupid little tinted window cars hiding their faces, it just brings it home how weak and pathetic they really are. And we've named them, the list is out there, so people should be under no illusions as to who the globalists are.
Maybe it'd be easier to think of them as arrogant weasels imposing this globalization on us. Let's go to another call. Tim in Germany, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good to talk to you.
You as well.
Thanks for your guys' work in Switzerland. Really appreciate what you've done there. What Paul said earlier, I would like to comment as well. I think sometimes it's important to go out to these demonstrations and show face and make clear that many people oppose it, but then there's always these examples of these anti-war protests that happened in the UK, where I think close to a million people went to the streets and opposed UK's involvement in the Iraq invasion. And it was just, it was just not minded at all. People ignored, or the politicians or globalists ignored it completely. And obviously there is a time for protest, but many of these protests are just wiped away and ignored. And I think a big and an important thing is in the InfoWar is, even for the keyboard warriors, definitely they shouldn't gripe and they shouldn't say how powerless we are and destroy hope, because if there's no hope, people will never start fighting, they will not pick up the fight, or they will give up at the slightest resistance. But I think what is an important thing coming also from the keyboard or talking to people wherever you meet them, InfoWar, is we need to change the consciousness of the people. We need to make them aware. And often enough, people will go to a demonstration and it will be a hip thing maybe, or it will be a momentaneous outcry, but then they will withdraw from a really a change of consciousness. So I think all of these aspects are important in the InfoWar. Also the keyboard warriors, as long as it's not destroying hope, because hope is the most important thing in all of this fight.
I couldn't agree more. We have to keep hope alive. Thanks for the call, Tim. Of course, in the case of Bilderberg, only a few years ago, the meeting itself was never reported in newspapers, maybe four times over 50 years. Now in the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years, we've seen protesters beginning to show up. First, just a few. Used to just be Jim Tucker, then a few dozen. Now it's up to over 100, even in a remote part, not close to a city. So I think there's progress there. As far as the wars, they're committed to it, so they're going to double down. So that's why they don't care what the protesters say. But that doesn't mean we don't have power. We're going to get more onto that on the other side of the break. This is InfoWars.com. Aaron Dykes sitting in. Alex Jones will be back Sunday live.
on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
We're back again at InfoWars.com on the Alex Jones Show. I am still Aaron Dyke sitting in. With me still on the line is Paul Joseph Watson, and we're going to bring in now Alex Benesch of InfoKrieg over in Germany. He's going to talk about some of the things we saw at the meeting. But, of course, we have seen come out of the Bilderberg meetings agenda from 2011 directly a call for a wider World War III type scenario, heavier war in Libya, continuing crackdown on activists and anti-war people in the United States, while continuing to foment anti-regime change in, or regime change through dictator groups, supposedly, in these Middle East regions, in China, in Russia, and in related places. Let's go now to Alex Benesch.
Hey, guys. Good to see you. Watching you on the screen as well.
Good to have you here.
I was writing an article linking Bilderberg and as well as the dynasties behind Bilderberg, not just to Daniel Ellsberg and the Pentagon Papers released in the past. They ran him, especially Kissinger did, and they put pressure on Nixon, made him look bad, and destroyed Vietnam. And today we have the new Ellsberg, which is, of course, Julian Assange. And Assange called Bilderberg, quote, vaguely conspiratorial in a networking sense. That's from the same Belfast Telegraph interview where he trashed 9/11 Truth as being annoying and a distraction. So Julian Assange got this material, the Afghanistan logs, the Iraq logs, Cablegate, he gave them to the mainstream media, and the mainstream media used that material to demonize Pakistan, Iran, Der Spiegel magazine, who got the exclusive story right from the start with the Afghanistan logs. Der Spiegel, in their coverage, and we covered this as well at the time, they demonized General Hamid Ghul from Pakistan. They said he runs Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, and he's the reason German soldiers get shot and bombed. So this is this diabolical propaganda. All these magazines, they had basically the same kind of coverage. They said, well, the war on terror wasn't pretty so far. It could have been handled better, but essentially it was necessary, and just 100,000 dead in Iraq, completely bogus numbers, by the way. And so the war on terror wasn't so bad up until now and has to be expanded because Iran and Pakistan are the reason we're not completely winning.
Yeah, and you're talking, of course, about Julian Assange and the WikiLeaks phenomenon, a new 21st century approach to probing and pushing the buttons of geostrategic tension across the map. I'm looking right here at an article from January 13, 2011, Tunisia, the first WikiLeaks revolution. This was actually an article in Foreign Policy, the magazine of record for the Council on Foreign Relations, and we've really seen the WikiLeaks be a limited hangout in many ways. You mentioned Daniel Ellsberg. There's a whole book, The Secret Team, written by, well, the name escapes me. Sorry? Yeah, Fletcher Prouty. Thank you. Fletcher Prouty's book, The Secret Team, really exposes how Daniel Ellsberg was a limited hangout. He redirected blame and analysis of the CIA, which was then just claiming some of its most outrageous powers, blaming it on the military. Meanwhile, we have these Bilderberg members. Really, they are the war powers behind the scene. There's Prince Bernhard, who was once part of IG Farben, and a Nazi SS officer to boot. Alex, continue, please.
And also, when we talk about the cyber terrorism and an upcoming event that might get this world war going, I remember a documentary which was never officially released. It's called Hackers Wanted. It leaked on the internet, so you might want to check this out. Hackers Wanted, and it focuses on a hacker called Adrian Lamo, who's of course connected to this whole WikiLeaks affair. Lamo, he's the guy who supposedly betrayed the source Bradley Manning to the government, and Adrian Lamo seems to work for Homeland Security as well. And in this documentary, you see a couple of, counter terrorism government officials, and they say now is the time hackers start joining the U.S. government. Because Al-Qaeda or some foreign country might come after us with a two-pronged attack. First, the cyber attack, shutting off power lines, power grids, phone systems, to drive people out on the street. And in a crowded city like New York or L.A., when you have that many people on the street, then Al-Qaeda or some other nefarious country in the scenario would then spread a deadly virus. And you would have a much higher body count than you would have had with just the biological attack. So this is the hacker propaganda and also the cyber terrorist propaganda. This is very, very, very dangerous. And also, if you look at this entire WikiLeaks situation, you see that from the chat logs between Bradley Manning, the alleged source for many of those WikiLeaks releases, and hacker Adrian Lamo, in the chat logs, Manning talks about the kind of software he used. He said, I was using Tor, the anonymizing system, to communicate secretly. And by now, we know that Tor is the majority funded by the United States government. They have a huge budget, and they produce these kind of anonymizing privacy programs and networks. and they want to use these networks for groups, dissident groups in Iran, in all these countries. You can look that up. You can find that very quickly. And so Cryptome, John Young from Cryptome, published some of these Tor tax returns. You can see it's government-funded. And so you might think the government would put in a backdoor in this. And the lead programmer, one of the lead programmers, Jacob Applebaum, he talked about, yeah, there's some backdoors in it and some weaknesses. We've known about them for a couple of months now. And we heard Iran is using deep packet inspection now so they can actually track and block Tor, meaning they can potentially find out who the dissidents are. This is an entire complex, an entire web of government-sponsored groups and hackers and what I call data laundering. So you have these Afghanistan logs, the Iraq logs, Cablegate, and then you somehow they ended up with Bradley Manning, and somehow Bradley Manning transferred them to WikiLeaks, and now this material seems to be believable and a lot more pertinent because it doesn't come from the government directly. It's supposed to be inside information.
Well, Alex Banesh, thank you for that analysis. I want to get back to Paul Watson as well and get his take on it. But looking forward, we, of course, have this week here in the Financial Times, hackers claim CIA website disruption. For those of you who just joined us, only days after getting a cybersecurity alert out of the Bilderberg meetings, we're seeing a CIA website and a host of other sites, Sony, Nintendo, Australian broadcasters, and more among them, going down. Who does that really benefit? Does that really harm the CIA when their partners in crime, the NSA, really want to bring in greater internet control and prepare us to accept a cyber false flag attack when really it's not even clear how vulnerable the system would be. In the past several years, I believe for the past four in a row, we've had USA's General Keith B. Alexander, director of the NSA, at the Bilderberg meetings, meeting year after year on cyber terrorism. Paul Watson, I really feel like they might be planning something. Could it help with this Middle East agenda as well as the domestic clampdown?
Well, that's precisely what they're planning. And I mean, remember, this whole cybersecurity agenda was founded on the boilerplate hacking example of the Stuxnet, which of course later, as the New York Times reported on January 15th, 2011, they said that the virus was designed as an American-Israeli project to sabotage the Iranian program. And then Ralph Langner bragged at the big TED conference where all the globalists attend and Bill Gates that, yes, it was Israel and the United States, with the United States being the leading party in launching that Stuxnet attack. So they're the ones behind it, and they're going to be behind it in the future, and it's going to be blamed on these rogue extremist groups, and eventually it's going to be used to enact this Chinese-style internet that Joe Lieberman and others have passed, which is based on the premise that Homeland Security can just make a phone call and get your website shut down, which in a convoluted sense is what happened with WikiLeaks, because they had their website hosted on Amazon's cloud server, and Homeland Security just put a telephone call through and it was shut down. So that's why they're moving everyone over to this so-called secure internet too, this cloud system, where you basically hand over all your content over to whoever runs that system. But on the subject of hackers, it was admitted that one in four of hackers in the United States work for the U.S. government. So, of course, they've completely infiltrated this area, as Alex was just discussing, and they're going to use it for false flag cyber attacks, even though the internet, the nuke plants, the power lines, they're not even connected to the internet, but they're going to say that it's connected so they can use it as a pretext to take over the entire internet and the communication system.
Yeah, and dovetailing with that, we have the Combating Online Infringement and Counterfeit Act in the U.S., which they've already used to shut down gambling sites. There's also the EU intellectual property rights strategy. They really want to force, of course, YouTube is part of that bigger system, but sites like YouTube, they want to force them to shut down everyone preemptively before you can even defend whether or not you have a right to use something that may be questionably in copyright. I think that really goes hand in hand with the cyber agenda and why there are so many bigwigs of the online world now at Bilderberg meeting each year. Alex Benesch, what is your take on that?
Well, obviously, we had the experience of seeing how technology can protect us. It's a technology race, really. It's us against these globalist power brokers. And so we were using technology for our benefit. We were shooting, we were streaming live, and there was one incident when we were chasing Dre Bilderbergers up a mountain in my car, and this was an off-limits mountain, and we got fined for the infraction. And we were driving up this very narrow road being chased by police, and this officer probably thought, well, I'm the king of the hill up here, you know. This is a lonely hill. I can do anything up here. What he didn't know was that Paul, the entire time, was streaming live over the Internet to I don't know how many people.
That's right. They've used all the social media to break through the walls of Iran and other countries that want to clamp down, but I don't think the Bilderberg Group ever expected us to turn that around on them. They couldn't confiscate our footage. They couldn't take away tapes or make us go away because it was all happening in real time. Paul Watson, what do you make of all that?
Well, I mean, they're furious about that. They can't stand it, the fact that we can stream live to the Internet and it's automatically archived. But again, that's why they're trying to move all the content over to the cloud network where you don't control it. It's not on your servers. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, Apple has now got the patent whereby they can send out infrared sent signals that block your ability to film something on your iPhone if you're at, quote, an event. And then it's if you're at a museum. And, you know, if you're at a protest, it goes on and on. So they're definitely scared stiff of the alternative media and the fact that we can have this instant outreach to the Internet, and they're going to try every dirty trick in the book to try and prevent us from doing that.
But that's a high-tech dirty trick that the Bilderberg Group have been using for years. I was talking to Alex Jones earlier about in 2008 when the We Are Change Group found out the golf course, the public golf course the members were playing on, showed up to talk to David Rockefeller and the others, and then all of a sudden security walked over, picked out one individual guy from the crowd, kind of a new guy that nobody knew too well, and suddenly pulled out, oh, he has a gun, he has a weapon. Now everyone has to leave. Now no one's allowed in this area. We saw a direct parallel to that this year in 2011 at Bilderberg, where they had a false bomb scare. They claimed someone was going to commit a terroristic act against the meeting. They blocked off the road for hours as they built up another wall to block viewing these members, and they really tried to push back against the protesters. As we mentioned earlier, during Bilderberg, they took passports and told people they weren't allowed to film police, told them they'd be arrested, knowing they had limited knowledge of all the finer points of Swiss law, really just trying to intimidate everyone. And I don't think it's working, but they've been pulling these dirty tricks for years. Alex Benesch, what did you make of that?
Well, we've seen the local newspaper out of Graubünden, kind of the state the conference was taking place in, and the local paper on Saturday of the conference had an article on Bilderberg, and they quoted from the police website, and it said in regards to these two people arrested with the bomb scare, it said, yeah, we were searching for 4 hours. We thought it was more like one and a half, and we found that it was not a bomb. It looked like one. It looked like tubing, and those two arrested, they would have to pay the bill. It is expected they would have to pay the bill for 4 hours of bomb searching. So we don't know if this is just harassment, if these two people were acting stupid and had like a mock bomb or something, or if those two are just provocateurs delivering a reason to close off that main road.
Yeah, then we saw when official members of Parliament there in Switzerland tried to enter the group, as well as when an Italian member of the EU Parliament tried to enter the group. Of course, he was kind of sneaking in. The police really reacted with brutality in the case of the EU Italian member, beating him, pushing him down, blooding his nose, to the Swiss parliament, really letting them know they're not welcome, even as they tried to rout out the likes of Kissinger. They also separately stopped a George W. Bush speaking engagement because they were afraid of protesters and afraid of an unfriendly climate and a country that loves sovereignty. I really think it's going to backfire against them. It's almost a Gandhi-like moment when a protester can just be beat down by a group that refuses to unleash its secrecy, that refuses to disclose what's going on behind closed doors, while mandating, trying to force a centralized system upon everyone. Obviously, the group affects everything going on in the world, but ordinary people are not allowed to know. Paul Watson.
Yeah, and then, of course, on the final day, we had the secret police guy basically standing with us the whole time, which was very interesting, to say the least. We could touch on that after the break.
Absolutely. We'll be back on the other side. I'm Aaron Dykes, filling in for Alex Jones, back live Sunday. This is InfoWars.com, The Alex Jones Show, Friday, June 17th. Back in just a moment.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Back again on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Aaron Dykes. Coming up in just a few minutes, Bob Chapman will most certainly be helping us to break down the latest in the global economic crisis, everything going on in Greece, their Bilderberg members preparing to step down just before restructuring the government. We also have the potential for it to spread to Portugal, Spain, Ireland, and it will have great implications for the United States as well as it continues its imperial powers. We were talking earlier with Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Benesch of InfoKrieg in Germany, two fellow witnesses to the 2011 Bilderberg meeting in St. Moritz, Switzerland. I want to let everyone know that InfoWars now has a newsletter, the InfoWars Insider. It's going out today, I believe, but it's also going out Tuesday with a total coverage of the World War III agenda. We played earlier Alex's video, Obama starting World War III, and he's certainly doing that, expanding us into more than five wars and continuing to press buttons. Also coming out in that Tuesday Inside edition of the InfoWars Insider, that is, still getting used to that name, will be some of the inside coverage of Bilderberg, some of our exclusive footage, some of the things we're talking about, and then there'll be a longer piece coming out in about a week, or within a week, with more than an hour of exclusive Bilderberg footage, an interview with Jim Tucker, his breakdown of things, and Jim Tucker is really just great to see him because his spirit, you could see him glowing like so many of the activists. He's very enthused and excited, obviously, that so many young people, so many old people as well, are beginning to fight the Bilderberg info war head on by showing up in person. We had a great turnout, but Paul Watson, as you mentioned, we also encountered a secret police kind of guy standing amongst the protesters as if he was with us. We saw him actually communicating with police who came over to him, and he fed them information. But we confronted him, didn't we, Paul?
Well, that's right. And I mean, the only time he ever really spoke to anyone was after the conference was ending and the police were pulling down the shower curtain. He spoke to them and then he immediately left. But we got an interview with him on camera and he obviously had some base knowledge of what the issues were, which he was trained to spew. But it was obvious that he was secret police. But the fact that we got him on camera means not so secret anymore. But I mean, I'd just like to say, the camaraderie between all the activists out there, it's like Alex said before, it was like being in the trenches, you know, the sleep deprivation, the rain, the cold, but everybody really pulled together and really helped us out in a number of ways. People like Dominic, Luke, Fabian, John, Tim, Stefan, Alex, of course, who's with us now. All the We Are Change Switzerland guys, just want to give a big shout out to them because they were great. And I was really heartened and encouraged by the coverage, the organization, the commitment that these guys were committed to in their own country in Switzerland there.
I really would. I was, because you could see we all have more potential in our pinky finger than some of those old crusty guys inside the hotel. We really are giants, and our consciousness is beginning to awaken. I don't mean mine and yours in particular, because we're just individuals as well in this info war. Everywhere I go in the country, there's a We Are Change group or a Ron Paul group or some kind of other decentralized activist group, and they're always just getting the work done. It was no different, surprisingly, wonderfully, in Switzerland. They have a whole German language movement. Alex Benesch from Germany, just one of many people, really. We Are Change Switzerland hosted a whole event, mostly in German, but with enough English translations. They have rap groups there singing about the InfoWar and on and on. It was just incredible to see. I want to thank Alex Benesch for joining us and tell him bye right now. Coming up in just a moment, Bob Chapman and more of your calls. This is the InfoWar. I'm Aaron Dykes.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.